It's Morning Edition on GPB. I'm Joshua Stewart. Sometimes great career opportunities pop up and you just can't say no, even if that means leaving a job you've only had for a short time. Our working guy Brandon Smith is here this morning to talk about the potential damage to your reputation when you make such a move. Good to see you again.
Oh, good to see you.
Brandon, this question comes from an email that you received recently, and the writer asked us not to use her name, but here's some of what she wrote. I started a job 4 months ago because of the promise to build a particular skill set on the job. I learned on day one from my manager there would be no time to develop this skill set. While conducting a passive job search, I came upon a position that's a near perfect match with my existing skills and track record. I was encouraged to apply, and I just recently received an offer. I'm worried about my reputation with my current company if I leave after 4 months, and I'm wondering whether I should also worry about future jobs down the line. Is there such a thing as leaving too early?
There can be, but first, I want to give her kudos. Well, how awesome that she's thinking this thing through. Because she's right. If you have a series of short stints in a row, and often that series is, let's say, three, that is a huge red flag to employers. But I would tell her she has nothing to worry about. She should absolutely leave.
Really? Why?
Absolutely. Primarily because the promise that was originally made to her about the role was broken.
She's got concern in two places. One is the company that she's leaving. Does she need to be concerned about that?
She does. Your professional...
Even though they broke the promise.
Your professional reputation. You never want to hurt your own professional reputation. You don't go out guns blazing and burning fires and bridges. You never should do that, ever. And particularly if you're in professions that are close-knit, word spreads, people move to different companies and jobs. So she should practice one of the Boy Scout mottos of always leaving your campsite better than you found it. She go to her boss, say, thank you for this great opportunity. Unfortunately, I found this opportunity that's a better fit. It's going to actually give me some of these skills and development areas that we originally talked about that turns out isn't going to be possible here. So I'm going to be leaving to take this. However, I know that's caused a problem for you. What can I do to make this transition more smooth? Help you select the next person, train the next person? What would make this smoother and easier on you?
The other area of fallout is not necessarily with the employer that she's going to. Obviously, they know the situation. But down the road, she's going to have future employers that may look at this. And so how does she handle that?
So be prepared. You're going to need to talk about why you were only there for 4 months, or it may appear on your resume just for a year, if you just have years and not months. And it should always be positive. It shouldn't be anything negative or disparaging about that employer or your manager.
More about the better opportunity that presented itself.
Yes. At each job, it should always be, here was my role, here's what I accomplished, and here's why I transitioned. And if you can, try and share in the interview what you did to leave your campsite better than you found it. Because that hiring manager is smart. He or she knows that one day you may be leaving. And they want to hire someone who is going to clean up their campsite before they leave.
That's Brandon Smith, our regular guest, to talk about workplace and career issues. He's a career coach and workplace consultant. Have a good weekend.
You too.
We like to tackle the problems you're facing at work. Send us your questions through Brandon's blog at gpb.org, or you can tweet us at the WP Therapist and at JStu News.